Hi, kids. How are you today? Come and join us for today's meeting of the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Milton, Florida. If you've studied a little United States geography, you'll know that it's in the panhandle of Florida. We're not down in the heavy tourist area of Florida, although we do have some beautiful beaches and some great historic sites and some good farmland and other things to see, so we'd be glad to have you come visit us. In the meantime, join us for the children's choir and a good story. You might be surprised what today's story is about. But first, here's the choir. Thank you, choir. I'm thankful you're learning so many good songs and choruses, and I hope our listeners will learn and sing them with you. If you put those good song messages in your heart while you're young, they'll surely stand by you and be a blessing when you get older. In many different situations, the Lord can bring one of those songs to your mind and help you in your need, whether you need encouragement, guidance, comfort, or just to remind you that Jesus is your dearest friend. One song says, "There's no other friend like Jesus. He's a friend beyond compare." And when you meet a friend, what's the first thing you see about them? Their shoes or their shoestrings? The color of their jacket? No, you first look at their face. Their face tells whether they're glad or sad or mad. Their face says whether they're eager to work or play, or whether they want nothing to do with it. Their face reveals their attitude. Well, today's story is like that. In fact, the title of today's story is "Fix Your Face!" with an exclamation point. Stay tuned to find out all about it. But first, here's the choir again.
Is the Lord who died for me? Is the Lord who set me free?
And here's today's story, Fix Your Face. Hattie sat silent and sullen. Mother, Dad, and Hank, Hattie's twin brother, quietly ate breakfast, talking about God's goodness and the plans for the day. Hattie sat silent and sullen. Dad said, Hattie, weren't you supposed to get ready for school before you came to breakfast? Hattie answered, I did. She'd done all the right things, hair, teeth, face, clean dress. I am ready for school, she insisted. Well, I don't think so, Dad said. You forgot to fix your face. Fix my face, she sputtered. You said I couldn't wear makeup until I'm older. That's for sure, Dad answered, but you still need to fix your face. Usually you come to breakfast with a smile and a good morning, but today you look like a dark storm cloud and haven't said a word to anyone. Are you sick?
No, sir. I just...
Well, aren't you the cheery cheerio, Hank poked. If my face looked like that, I'd hide in the cellar. Well, you don't look so good yourself, Frankenstein, and leave me alone. And Hattie propped her elbows on the table and continued to pout. All right, young lady, Dad began. Let's go back to your last word. I just. You just what? Slowly, Hattie began. I just don't want oatmeal for breakfast. I don't want any oatmeal, period. And just what's the matter with oatmeal, my dear? Mother asked. Nothing. It's just so boring. I just... There you go with I just again, Hattie, Dad said. You should be thankful for any breakfast at all. You should be thankful for oatmeal and for bananas on top. But just what did you want?
I wanted pancakes. I like pancakes. Mother answered, well, we had pancakes yesterday. If we had them 2 days in a row, you would say they were boring.
Paul said, giving thanks always for all things unto God. Even Woofy says thank you when we feed him. He wags his tail. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, I don't have a tail, Hattie muttered.
No, you got horns, Hank blurted with a laugh. Hank, that's enough, Dad said. Being unkind is just as bad as being unthankful. I suggest you both ask the Lord's forgiveness. Hattie, you ask the Lord to fix your face, not with face powder, but from the inside, so you'll have a sweet face and attitude at school. Hank, you ask him to fix your spirit, too, so you'll show kindness at school.
Well, the day passed, and that evening, as they came for supper, Hattie piped, Oh, something smells good. Thanks for fixing spaghetti, Mother. And thanks for being my mother. And she gave her mother a tight hug.
Well, what was that for? Mother asked, smiling.
Oh, Mother, Mary Ann Tate's mother is in the hospital. Teacher says she might not live. Oh, what if she dies? Mary Ann won't have a mother to help her or fix breakfast. Not even oatmeal. Oh, Mother, I'm sorry for how I acted this morning. Please forgive me. I ask the Lord to forgive me and to help me be thankful for everything. Even oatmeal. I'm going to try to keep my face fixed from the inside. You'll help me remember, won't you, Mother?
Of course, dear. And I hope we will all have our spirits fixed daily through His word and prayer so we can please God. Say, maybe you could make a motto to put up on our refrigerator.
I guess so, but what would it say?
Just three words. Be ye thankful. And while Hattie was making her sign, Hank made his list of things for which to thank the Lord. I wonder if you have a thankful spirit. Maybe you don't because you don't know Christ as your Savior. You want your own way, but you're never satisfied. Remember what Christ did for you. He made you, provides for you, and loves you. And even though you have sinned, he still loves you. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's some kind of love. So turn from your sin and trust Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Then you too can be thankful every day. Now God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.